Chair Simpson.
Here.
Senator Powell.
Here.
Senator Beniquisto.
Here.
Senator Bradley.
Here.
Senator Gaynor.
Here.
Senator Galvano. Senator Gibson.
Here.
Senator Rader.
Here.
Senator Stargell.
Here.
Senator Thurston. Mr. Chair, we have a quorum.
Thank you. Could we please stand for the pledge? Thank you. Anyone who wants to speak before the committee, please complete an appearance form and turn it into staff. And yes, and please turn off your cell phones or put them on mute. We are going to which tab?
Five.
Tab five, which is CS for Senate Bill 1646 by Senator Mumford. You are recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And appreciate you hearing this bill and Senators as well. As our good friend, real good friend, Senator Bradley knows, who's chair of the Appropriation Committee and who shares rural counties with us, he really knows that in rural counties, the projections indicate a decline in population, declining numbers of workforce age people, and perhaps most alarming, declining school enrollment for K-12, which is the future workforce of our communities through the rural communities. One of the key ways to addressing these alarming decline is to increase the business and job opportunities within these communities so that the individuals and their families do not have to move away from to secure a high-quality job. Jobs and successful businesses sustain communities, and it's really that simple. And another way to look at that, this bill does primarily two things. One, it increases the maximum amount each of three rail organizations that can apply from $150,000 to $250,000 each, and it reduces the matching requirement from a full dollar for dollar to a 25% matching requirement. The reduction in matching requirement is also very important because it is getting increasingly difficult to raise and provide non-state funds in these fiscally constrained communities in order to meet the match. However, we believe that everyone should have an interest and skin in the game, if you will. So we believe that the 25% would be a good number, and there is an amendment.
Yes, thank you. Before we take questions, there is one delete all amendment, amendment barcode 324048 by Senator Mumford. Did you explain the delete all, or is that?
That's it. Yes, sir.
That was the
delete. No. I've got to.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. You're recognized to explain the delete all.
Thank you. The delete all, what the delete all does, it increases the cap on the Rural Development Grant Program from $750,000 to $1 million. It's my understanding that those funds are already there. It removes language that specifically named three regional economic development organizations to receive rural development granting funds. It increases the amount that other organizations who are located within the rural areas opportunity to be able to secure up to $150,000, and that's back up to where the current law is now. It increases the amount of infrastructure project costs that a rural infrastructure grant can be awarded, and increases it from 30% to 50%, and it requires any infrastructure project funded for broadband internet to be through a partnership with a communication services dealer. The partnership must be publicly noticed and competitively selected. And also, technically, it removes potentially confusing language when a contract is posted online 14 days prior to execution. That's a strike all, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Are there any questions on the delete all? Seeing there is no appearance card, is this on the delete all?
Oh, yes.
Okay, there is one appearance form on the delete all. Casey Reed, you are recognized with AT&T. Thank you. Is there any debate on the delete all? Senator Mumford waves his close. Without objection, show the delete all has been adopted. We are now back on the bill as amended. Are there any questions on the bill as amended? We do have some appearance cards. Richard Gentry, stand up for North Florida. You are recognized. Thank you. Greg Tuberville, Florida's Great Northwest. You are recognized. Jeff Hendry, North Florida Economic Development Partnership. You are recognized. Carolyn Johnson, Florida Chamber of Commerce. Thank you. Is there any debate on the bill as amended? Senator Mumford, you are recognized to close on the bill as amended.
Way to close, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Please call the roll for final passage of CS for CS for Senate Bill 1646.
Senator Beniquisto?
Yes.
Senator Bradley?
Yes.
Senator Gaynor?
Yes.
Senator Galvano? Senator Gibson?
Yes.
Senator Rader? Senator Stargell?
Yes.
Senator Thurston?
Yes.
Senator Powell?
Yes.
Chair Simpson?
Yes. By your vote, show CS for CS for Senate Bill 1646 will be reported favorably.
Thank Mr. Chair, I missed a saying yes on that. Can you record me as a yes? Thank you.
Without objection, show that at time.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to turn to tab 4, CS for Senate Bill 1436 by Senator Broxson. You are recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you for hearing this bill. The Garcon Point Bridge is a privately owned bonded bridge in Santa Rosa County. There's been more articles written about this bridge and its failure than any subject that I deal with. And frankly, what's happened is that when it was built in 1996, it failed to meet the projections and now is in default. The only options for the bond holders is to raise the toll. The toll is currently at $375, and they're asking for $5. We have entered into conversation, the DOT, about the possibility of buying the bridge at a very discounted price, and this legislation gives the Department of Transportation the authority to begin that negotiation to find something that would give both the bondholders and the citizens of my area relief. That is the bill, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Are there any questions of the sponsor? There are no amendments. There is one appearance card. Larry Sellers, you are recognized. Thank you. Is there any debate on the bill? Senator Broxson waves his close. Please call the roll on CS for Senate Bill 1436.
Senator Beniquisto?
Yes.
Senator Bradley?
No.
Senator Gaynor?
Yes.
Senator Galvano? Senator Gibson?
Yes.
Senator Rader? Senator Stargell?
Yes.
Senator Thurston?
Yes.
Senator Powell?
Yes.
Chair Simpson?
Yes. By your vote, show CS for Senate Bill 1436 were reported favorably.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, sorry to interrupt you again. Can I have a favorable vote on CS for SB 1436 as well? Thank
you. Without objection, show that adopted.
Mr. Chair, why did that Rader keeps coming in after the vote, Mr. Chair?
Yeah, that's a very good question. Okay, we're going to turn to tab 3, Senate Bill 1328 by Senator Perry. Senator Perry, you have the floor. You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And this bill deals with affordable housing programs, and there is a strike-all amendment.
Do we want to go to the strike-all?
Yes, sir.
Okay, we're going to take up the delete-all amendment, number 1, barcode 437732 by Senator Perry. You are recognized to explain the delete-all.
Thank you. Sections 1 through 5 of the strike-all amendment address the process for identifying surplus lands and leveraging them for affordable housing at the city, county, and state level. It deletes a 5-year exemption on impact and mobility fees as proposed in the original bill. It adds new criteria for the Florida Housing Finance Corporation to include a list of factors when they consider issuing loans under the SALE program, and it develops the Hurricane Recovery Program and the Rental Recovery Loan Program. And that is the bill and the strike-off.
Thank you. We do have an amendment this is an amendment to the strike-all, right?
Yes.
Barcode 869528 by Senator Gibson. Senator Gibson, you are recognized to explain the amendment to the strike call.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This amendment clarifies the legislative intent related to the existing exemption of taxes and fees for housing authorities by local governments. Public housing authorities have long established the pay in lieu of taxes, which is called pilot agreements, to define the fees for services. And the amendment applies to public housing authorities and their affiliated entities to ensure that shifting terminology cannot be used to circumvent the payment in lieu of taxes agreement. And that is the amendment.
Are there any questions? There is one appearance card. I'm Corey Matthews with the Florida Association of Housing and Redevelopment Officials. You are recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Senators, and thank you, Senator Gibson, for this important amendment. On behalf of Florida's 85 housing authorities and the tens and thousands of families that we serve throughout Florida, it is critical that we continue to enjoy our tax exemption to be able to provide these essential services to those in our those families that most need it. And we appreciate the clarification of this legislative intent. Thank you, Senators.
Thank you. Is there any debate on the amendment? Seeing none, Senator Gibson, wait.
Yes. And it is a friendly amendment, Mr. Chair.
Senator Gibson waives her close. Without objection, so the amendment is adopted. We are now back on Senator Perry's amendment as amended. Are there any questions on the bill as amended? There are appearance cards. No appearance cards. Is there any debate on this as the amendment as amended? On the amendment as amended? Seeing none. Senator Perry waives his close. Without objection, so the amendment is adopted. Okay, we're going to take up a second amendment, 715560 by Senator Gibson. You are recognized, Senator Gibson.
Withdrawn.
Thank you. Without objection, show amendment 715560 withdrawn. We are now back on the bill as amended. Are there any questions on the bill as amended? Seeing none, we do have some appearance cards. Thomas Hawkins, you are recognized with 1,000 Friends of Florida.
1,000
Thank you. Jacqueline Peters, you are recognized, Florida Financing Housing Corp. Thank you. Is there any debate on the bill as amended? Senator Perry, you recognize the close on the bill?
Thank you. I just want to thank you for hearing this bill and the opportunity. We understand affordable housing is a huge problem in the state, especially with the hurricanes and some of the growth in population in certain areas, and so I appreciate your support on this bill.
Thank you. Please call the roll on final passage of CS for Senate Bill 1328.
Senator Benaquisto?
Yes.
Senator Bradley?
Yes.
Senator Gaynor?
Yes.
Senator Galvano? Senator Gibson?
Yes.
Senator Rader?
Yes.
Senator Stargell? Senator Thurston?
Yes.
Senator Powell?
Yes.
Chair Simpson?
Yes. By your vote, so CS for Senate Bill 1328 will be reported favorably.
Thank you.
We are going to take about a 3-minute recess while we look for Senator Brandis. Now going to turn to tab one, start with tab one, CS for Senate Bill 852 by Senator Brandis. You are recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. CS for Senate Bill 852 establishes the Florida Smart City Challenge Grant Program with the Department of Transportation, provides $50 million in non-recurring funds for the grants to deploy smart transportation solutions in Florida. Under the bill, a state, university, or government entity responsible for movement of people and goods may apply for a grant to deploy autonomous, connected, shared, grid-integrated, or electric vehicles. The proposals are due by September 1st, 2018, and grants covering up to 50% of the projected costs will be awarded by January 1 of 2019. That is the bill. There is one amendment.
Thank you. There is one amendment, barcode 137428 by Senator Brandis. You are recognized to explain the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The amendment adds the substance of CS for Senate Bill 384 related to electric and hybrid vehicles. Specifically, it requires the Florida Transportation Commission to review all fund sources from transportation infrastructure and maintenance projects and report and prepare a report to the effect of electric vehicles' use on future revenues from existing taxes. That is the bill. Oh, that's the amendment.
Yes. There are no appearance cards on the are there any questions on the amendment? There are no appearance cards. There's any debate on the amendment. Senator Brandis waives his cloze on the amendment without objection. Show the amendment has been adopted. We are now back on the bill as amended. Are there any questions on the bill as amended? There are some appearance cards. Sarah Busk, you are recognized with TechNet. Thank you. Jay Lyles, Seaside Institute, you're recognized. Thank you. Susan Harbin Alford, you're recognized. Thank you. Stephanie Smith, you are recognized. Thank you. Jeff Branch, you are recognized. Jeffrey Sharkey, you're recognized. Rosanna Catalano, you're recognized. Thank you. That is the appearance card. Is there any debate on the bill as amended? Senator Brandis, you are recognized to close on the bill as amended.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think you can see by the support that we've generated, you know, I think cities and counties want a bold vision for their communities. This provides them the resources to think and create a prototype culture within their communities, which is, I think, where Florida needs to go. And so with members with that, I'll ask for your favorable support.
Thank you. Please call the roll on final passage of CS for CS for Senate Bill 852.
Senator Benequisto?
Yes.
Senator Bradley?
Yes.
Senator Gaynor?
Yes.
Senator Galvano? Senator Gibson?
Yes.
Senator Rader?
Yes.
Senator Stargell?
Yes.
Senator Thurston?
Yes.
Senator Powell?
Yes.
Chair Simpson?
Yes. By your vote, so CS for CS for Senate Bill 852 will be reported favorably. We are now turning to tab 2, CS for Senate Bill 1314 by Senator Brandis. You are recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. CS for Senate Bill 1314 creates an institute for commercialization of Florida's technology to increase the availability of seed and early stage investment capital in Florida without requiring an ongoing expenditure for such support. The institute will replace the Institute for Commercialization of Public Research. The institute will differ from the Institute for Commercialization of Public Research in several ways. Namely, the institute will be operated by a private fund manager who will be paid from the fees based on the institute's investment activities rather than a professional staff. It will expand the scope of investments in Florida technology beyond the public universities and not be supported by or a function of the Department of Economic Trinity. Like the Institute, however, the Institute will partner with innovation and target industry businesses to foster investment funding. That is the bill.
Thank you. There is one amendment, barcode 953104 by Senator Brandis.
Thank you. This is just clarifying a technical scrivener's error.
Are there any questions? There are no appearance cards. Is there any debate on the amendment? Senator Brandis waives his cloze without objection. Show that amendment has been adopted. We are now back on the bill as amended. Are there any questions on the bill as amended? We do have two appearance cards. Lawrence Tinker, you are recognized. Thank you. And he's with the Florida Institute for the Commercialization of Public Research. And Jackson Screeter, you are recognized. Dr. Screeter. Thank you, sir. Is there any debate on this bill as amended? Seeing none, Senator Brandis, you are recognized to close on the bill as amended.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'll waive.
Thank you. Please call for the final passage of CS for CS for Senate Bill 1314.
Senator Benequisto?
Yes.
Senator Bradley?
Yes.
Senator Gaynor?
Yes.
Senator Galvano?
Yes.
Senator Gibson?
Yes.
Senator Rader? Senator Stargell?
Yes.
Senator Thurston?
Yes.
Senator Powell?
Yes.
Chair Simpson.
Yes, by your vote, so CS for Senate Bill 1314 will be reported favorably.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
If there's no other...
Mr. Chair.
Senator Sarge, will you recognize?
From Senator Rader's desk, I would like to be recorded favorable, and SB 1328, it must be something about this side of the room.
Without objection, show that amendment adopted. Are there any other business coming before the committee? If not, Senator Gibson moves we adjourn.